Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You can check out, but you can never leave. Morning Drive. Joe Rexroad filling in for Derek Mason, Braden Gall.
70s were definitely better than the 80s. I will
see
give that,
and that's all I'm getting at when I rip on the 80s. Yeah. It's just that the 70s were better, and then we had the 90s grunge rock revolution, which was the which changed music forever, along with hip hop revolution that all happened in the early 90s, and the 80s sort of get lost in the middle. That's all.
Hey, I mean, 1991 is probably like the best music year
ever. Unbelievable.
You know, so no, I mean, like Nirvana, Black Hole Sun, I'm a teenager
Nirvana,
when that came out. I love it.
Pearl Jam,
but I'm just
House
saying,
of Chains.
There is some great rock and hip hop in the 80s.
Agreed.
That should not be
there was
just
also gloss.
It wasn't all,
it was a lot of yacht.
Tony Basil Mickey, okay? I mean, there's other stuff.
There was a lot of yacht rock and hair metal.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I know, whatever. And I kind of like both too, but hey, whatever.
Terrence Arthur Crisp joining us here. Crispy, of course, joining the program here, brought to you by the Highland Group. Crispy, how are you, my man? What's up?
Mark.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you this morning? I'm doing great, and we're just sailing along here waiting to see what New Jersey has to present to us tonight.
Hey,
or tomorrow.
So when a major player comes back to a building, or when you were a coach, or you went back to a place where you used to be, like Hal said this the other day on the show, you can always figure out who actually liked you and who didn't like you if you take an extra cross check here or an extra slash there. Like, what was it like when you returned to a place that you had previously been?
Probably the biggest thing is that you're excited. You want to prove that they've been. Made a mistake getting rid of you or trading you or however you want to phrase it. And the thing is, when you're in your dressing room, this is the part that hurt most. You had to put up $100 on the board for a win. The players made you to put it into a kitty, so you had to put $100 up on the board. If the guys won the game for you, you put $100 in the pot. That hurt more than anything.
So, Crispy, how should Predators fans think of and remember P.K. Subban for his 3 years here?
You know what? I love P.K. Subban. I think that P.K. Subban is here. He brought enthusiasm. He brought a different outlook on life, on the hockey game. He knows where he's going. He knows what he had to do. And for charity, et cetera, I enjoyed him. And anytime you talk to P.K. or go anywhere with him, he was always, always great with people. He'd sign autographs, take pictures. People just love to be with him. So from the standpoint of view of what did he bring to your team, he brought a presence that people appreciated, that people enjoyed being around him and being with him. So from that point of view, I enjoyed PK. His hockey, he was, I think last year in the playoffs, he was probably one of our best players.
Yeah, he's one of the only guys that got better, went from the regular season to the postseason. Terry Crisp joining us here, Crispy on the show, brought to you by Highland Group. Crispy, both goaltenders have had stretches where they've been really, really good and stretches where they have not been good. And I think it's a good thing for this team right now to have two guys that have such a close relationship that are pushing each other. But at some point, there needs to be some semblance of a pecking order. When do you think that is? Does it need to be March or April? Can it happen sooner? When do you think the Preds need to know who, quote, you know, their guy is going to be in goaltend, in net?
You know what? I don't think it's that bad to begin with because we have two good goalies. As a coach, I was an old-fashioned coach. I run the guy that was hot. So I was always part of the hot hand.
Terry Crisp joining us here. So you don't think they need to, even come playoff time, they don't need to have a set pecking order?
Playoffs, yes. You'll have whoever your hot goaltender, I'd imagine. Coach Laviolette's been there. He's won a cup. He knows what the heck it takes to win a cup. He's been to the finals with this hockey club before. So when it boils down to the time that you have to pick one man, yes. Coach Lav will have his goalie. But again, I'm going to say, fellas, we're sort of blessed here because both these goaltenders, Pekka Rinne being the reigning king right now, Saros the prince in waiting, is going to one day be there. And I keep saying this, Pecorini is not ready yet to hand over his throne.
All right, Crispy, we were just talking about this last segment. There's a little bit of Cal Turris fatigue out here, but I want to ask you on Kyle, what's his, where does he help this team the most, and what did you see from him in his return the other night?
Probably when I first saw Kyle Turris, and I didn't know a whole lot about him because he was in the East. We didn't see a lot of him. When he first came here, it was interesting seeing what he brought. We made a big trade, and David stepped up to the plate and gave him a nice contract. He's a very skilled hockey player, but Kyle Turris is a very quiet person. And I've played with a lot of guys who are quiet, let their game do the talking for them. You didn't hear a whole lot out of them in the dressing room, in the press, etc. And when he's on his game and plays, he is very skilled in making plays, making the pucks, face-offs. A lot of nights you might not notice Kyle Turris during the game, quote, like standout hits or standout rushes or whatever. But at the end of the night, he'll have done his job very steady, set up. And I think Kyle is the type of player that when I was coaching, you have to really, really be calm when you're talking and working with a player like Kyle Turris. He knows what he wants. He's a very intelligent hockey player. And I think given a chance, Kyle will be good. But again, I've been a coach also on the other side of the coin where you give them all the leeway they need. You pat them on the back all you can. And there comes a time when the player himself has to step up to the plate and say, okay, coach. And you know, I don't say the bad part, but the part about coaching, we're always expecting a little more from our players. We always would like to demand a little more. And our bottom line is, and everybody gets all excited about, I have been a player the same as Kyle, not his skill level, mind you, but I sat on the bench for 5-6 games for a coach, wondering why I wasn't hurt. I was doing my penalty-killing job, working hard, et cetera, and wondering why he wasn't playing me. Then I became a coach, and I understood why, because every night, you put a lineup together that you think is going to win that night's hockey game. Now, I know everybody says, well, Kyle Turris was out 5 or 6 games. A lot of players go through that. And you know what the end result is? How do you come out of that tunnel? When you come out of that tunnel, are your lights on, bright, and you're steaming, going full bore ahead, or are you still going to be upset? And I use the word back when I was coaching, are you still pouting or sulking? Or are you going to prove to me and the rest of the team that, hey, this is your job and you're not giving it up?
Crispy, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Anytime, guys. See you all at the rink. Go, Fred.
There you go. Terrence Crisp. Terrence Arthur Crisp. Terry Crisp joining us here. Brought to you by the Highland Group. You know, somebody texts us and asked a question about Craig Smith, 615-737-1025. The text line now open. You can text us and get in that way. Somebody basically saying that I sound like an old man who refuses to acknowledge new music and still thinks Def Leppard is a good band. I don't feel like that was my side of the argument at all.
I think Crispy and I are more Def Leppard fans.
Yeah, I think that was more you, but whatever, it's cool. The other thing, somebody asked about Craig Smith instead of why, you know, maybe should Craig Smith have sat instead of Kyle Turris? Well, Smith plays the wing, Kyle Turris plays center, different positions. Craig Smith also is a little bit more physical, bigger yes. player, you know, that kind of thing. I will say this, though. Craig Smith, the thing that looks off about him are his hands. He doesn't look like he's lost a step at all from a speed standpoint. He just looks like he cannot handle the puck anymore. Am I wrong about that? I feel like every time he gets the puck, he's in space, he's entering the zone, and then he tries a move and the puck is he loses the puck.
Is it
his hands?
Is it, you know, pressing, trying to grip in the stick, little dude?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't know what the explanation would be.
He plays so fast as a skater that he's always, you know, the hands have always been there for him. He's got a great shot. He's always been able to get the shot off and kind of create forward momentum for his line. And it feels like every time I've seen, and maybe you're right, maybe it's the pressing. Maybe he's pressing. But it just feels like every time he gets the puck in space with a chance to make a play, his hands aren't moving as fast as his feet. If that makes any sense. And I don't, it's a very bizarre observation. I realize that.
No, it's an interesting one. And I think that's clearly a guy, it's fair to bring him up as a guy they need more from. I mean,
sure.
No doubt about it.
And Rocco Grimaldi is on the other side of the equation. Rocco Grimaldi has been excellent, I feel like, especially for a player of his size, which is always something you're going to say about guys like Victor Arvidsson and Rocco Grimaldi. All right, when we come back, stick to sports time right here on Morning Drive.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No